What's up, guys? It's Kate. This is Date Fails. I'm so excited. There's no music today because, well, I was running late and I didn't cue anything up. I'm the worst. Every time I come in the studio, I'm like, I'm going to be so pro today. I'm going to bring videos and do calls and like have all these things planned. And then I show up and I'm always like running late with a cold. I'm like, does anyone have coffee? Jack, did you bring me any drugs? Like, how are we going to wake up?
We just don't sleep.
Dude, right. It's crazy because I went to Vegas for a week and I was thinking on the way here how going to Vegas is almost like going overseas because the time change when I come back from Vegas, it's like I'm on a complete reverse schedule.
Because you never like sleep in Vegas.
No. And then I can't sleep here, but I have to do things during the day here. So pretty much since I got back from Vegas, I've slept like 2 hours a night. And finally last night I went and did a show in Ventura, which is an hour from LA, you know.
Yeah.
And I got back late at like midnight and I wanted to go to sleep at like 11. I got back at 12 and then I start laying in bed doing social media stuff. Before I know it, it's 4 a.m. and I'm like, shit, I have to be up at 8. So what I'm saying is I missed personal training this morning and I woke up at 11:15. Considering that it's noon right now,
you look pretty good.
I pulled it together.
I think you did.
I mean? Thanks.
Well, I think you look great.
I put a hat on, so you're welcome, YouTube viewers. Anyway, let's fucking get this shit going. Nothing I'm saying is interesting. You guys are interesting, and that's why we're here. Guys, I'm very excited about my guest today. First of all, I have my part-time co-host back, Jack Assadorian.
What's up?
Junior, looking like a total pimp. You look like you just rolled out of bed.
I did.
Or you're blind. You're fucking wearing black sunglasses indoors. Look at him.
These are the Stevie Wonders.
You haven't been here in a minute, but I wanted you to come in today, especially because we're going on the road together coming up. And we need to plug our dates. That's really why I had him, to plug our dates. Also, because I miss you.
I miss you, too.
You know, it's been a minute.
I saw you yesterday.
I know. Well, I don't really count that time, the Comedy Club.
Yeah, we don't talk.
But I will say, check out me and Jack. We're coming to DC Improv at the end of June and then a run in Florida. And all the dates are up on my website. But it's June, what is it, Jack? June 22nd and 23rd in DC.
24th at the Tampa Improv.
Yes. And then later that week.
I think the 25, 26 in
26, 27, off the hook, Naples. And then June 28th and 29th, Boca Raton. It's a little confusing. But the point is, if you guys want to come to any of those shows, for podcast listeners, I am doing free tickets. So email me at kateqtix, T-I-X, at gmail.com and put your city in the subject line. I'll hook you up. That's what's up.
That's it.
All right, let's move on to the more interesting guest. No offense, Jack. Guys, this girl is awesome. So I did her podcast one time and we kind of fell in love.
We did.
I just loved you much.
I know.
You're so cool.
Such a good time.
Yeah. Aww. And her podcast is called Unfiltered with Holly Randall. And she is, I mean, you've done everything. She's a photographer, first and foremost, an amazing photographer. And you've shot for what, everything, Playboy. Name some of your credits, Holly. Don't be shy.
I've shot for Playboy, for Penthouse, for Hustler, for Browsers, for Digital Playground, for Twisties, Adam and Eve.
Everything.
I mean, literally almost like every adult company.
Wow.
It's amazing. You're and she directs. I know, right? Jack's like, I want your job.
I want to bar your eyes.
Believe me, there are some things these eyes have seen that I wish that they hadn't.
Oh my God. I can only imagine. When I was dating that porn guy I told you about, one night he was like showing me photos of like buttholes that fell out on set.
Oh, prolapsed anus?
Yes.
That's like a thing.
What is that?
That's like a thing. Like, actually, it was literally like, there's like some girls who work on doing it and there's a whole method to it and it's kind of like, it's like a thing now, like a prolapse.
Wait, it's like a turn on?
I guess so.
Wait, you guys don't understand. It's literally like, it's like your intestines fall out the backside.
It's disgusting.
Yeah. I mean, I almost, he was showing it to me like, this is actually hilarious. He was trying to convince me to do anal.
And that's supposed to
convince
help?
You?
Yeah. And I was like, I don't know. I heard it's, you know, because I'd never done it. And I was like, I've heard it's.
Have you still never done it?
No, now I have.
She's a pro. Okay.
That's how I trap them, girl. No, but I was like afraid because I just had heard that it can cause a lot of like long-term like health issues and stuff. Like
what?
I'd read that it can like, maybe I'm wrong. You can educate me. I'd read that it can like increase your risk of like anal cancer and like maybe I did read this on a Christian website, so I'm just kidding. Yeah, I didn't really. I'm kidding.
Well, I mean, it's much easier to transmit STDs through anal sex just because the walls of the anal cavity are thinner than like the vaginal cavity,
right?
So maybe something along those lines.
Like, I was
it's easier
scared.
To contract something.
I was scared.
Anal's like, it's one of those things that, first of all, you've got to do it with the right person. Like, the guy's got to know what he's doing.
Small dick.
Not necessarily. Actually, honestly, the best anal I ever had was with a guy who had a huge penis.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm not like a size queen at all. And this guy was massive, but he just was like, you know what it is? It's so much of it is getting the girl in the right frame of mind. Because
yes.
Like, you can't just like stick it in there, you know, like unprepared. Like, you need to warm us up. Like, we got to be like pliable and ready. And he just knew how to work me.
I'm so turned on.
Jack's amazing.
Jack's hand is under the table for those of you that are just listening. Yeah, well, I mean, that was kind of the thing is like, he talked me into it eventually, but when he showed me the photos, I don't know why he decided. He was like, look, sometimes this happens, but it's rare. And then he pulled out his phone and started showing me photos of like
God.
Girls whose buttholes had like fallen out. They were like backward, like laying out on the table. I was like, I don't want that. But you are right. Because when he did it, it was completely great. It was good. I liked it.
And it's a different feeling. Like an anal orgasm is like a different feeling than like a vaginal orgasm. It's not something that I do a lot at all. And
yeah.
I like to be prepared. I don't enjoy surprise anal.
I don't think anyone enjoys surprise anal.
That's surprise poo-poo.
I do a whole bit about it. It's like nobody wants you to just invade without permission. You know, it's like when your annoying relative shows up and hangs out at your house. But yeah, I think it can be good, you know, but I don't know. What do I know? Anyway, that was a great intro. I started introducing her and then I was like, let's pause on anal and talk about prolapsed buttholes.
I love this podcast.
Thank you. So, because Holly also directs porn.
Yes.
Yeah. And you have an adult site, correct?
Yes, hollyrandall.com, which I actually just redesigned and relaunched. So you guys should go check it out.
Ooh, check that out. I'll post it all up.
Okay.
And then what's fascinating to me, because I was researching you for once. I actually did research, guys. And your Wikipedia, we'll see if this is right, says you started shooting, because your parents were adult photographers, correct?
Correct.
And you started shooting at 15, is that right?
No. So I started taking photography classes at 12,
okay.
But I wasn't shooting porn, obviously.
No.
Yeah, so I didn't.
Jack's so disappointed right now. He's like, you can go. Where are the children shooting porn? We want them on. Pervert. Go on, Holly.
So when I was 20, I started working for my parents, and that's when I started shooting adult. But
what?
I had been doing photography for a while already.
Oh, okay. Yeah, your Wikipedia says you started working professionally at 15, and I was like, I wonder what she was working on at 15.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Because I wrote that Wikipedia page, so somebody must have gone in and changed it.
You wrote it yourself?
Okay. Funny story, actually, the first person who wrote my Wikipedia was this blogger named Luke Ford, who was like obsessed with me.
Okay.
So he actually was the first person to write my Wikipedia page. This was long, long, long time ago. And he included himself in the Wikipedia page. Like the Wikipedia page was almost like entirely about like how I was dating him. And he was a little nuts. So I had to go back in there and like change it. So it was actually like about me and not about like me and him. So
I didn't know you were allowed to change your own. That's the only reason I said
think
that.
So.
Yeah. Cause I know you're not allowed to start your own page. Someone has to do it for you.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah,
okay.
So, but maybe you can go in and edit it.
Yeah, no, because I've edited my Wikipedia page for sure.
Interesting. Well, you should check that out.
Yeah, I might want to do that.
It doesn't say you were shooting porn at 15. It just says you started shooting professionally. So I was like, oh, maybe she was taking photos of like butterflies or something. I don't fucking know.
I mean, when I was 15, I did do some portfolio shoots for Ford Modeling Agency. So I was doing like, you know, headshots
cool.
and stuff for like friends, but I wasn't like professional, you know?
Well, that's pretty, I mean, it's pretty amazing that you've been basically doing the same thing your whole life. Like not many people figure it out and keep doing it.
I feel very fortunate that like I discovered at an early age, like that what my passion was. I mean, I remember I remember very distinctly, like, the first moment, like, taking that photography class, sliding that print into the developing tray. This is, you know, when we shot on film. Yeah, wow, before digital.
Yeah.
And
you just stand there and fan the Polaroid. Yeah. Like, come on.
Oh, my God. Totally. Yeah. I mean, I actually have a book of all these old Polaroids that my mom took of, like, Jenna Jameson and, like, all these classic stars.
I want to come over.
Just make sure you wear a fucking poncho, Jack. Bring your Lysol. Like, don't leave any shit around your house.
I have a question. How did you, like... Oh, you told your parents, hey, I want to shoot porn.
No, actually. So I was going to Brooks Institute at the time, which is a photography school up in Santa Barbara. And my parents had just launched their website, Suze.net. My mom's Suze Randall, by the way. I don't think we actually ever said her
name. We didn't.
So Suze Randall's my mom. Look her up if you don't know who she is. So she had just launched her website. Now, this is back in like 1998. We launched our website, I think, a month before Google started. Like, this is how, like, I mean, we got right in there at the right time.
Wow.
So it just started making so much money.
You, like, were one of the first adult sites, basically.
Just, like, out of the fucking blue. Like, we were making so much money, my parents, like, didn't know what to do. They're like, it was hilarious.
Wow.
So they asked me to come and work for them. And they actually wanted help, like, in the office, just, like, with the admin stuff, because they were so overwhelmed. And so I was like, okay, I'll go back, because I was kind of, like, over Brooks. Like, I wasn't feeling like I fit in there.
Wait, how old were you at this point?
I was 20.
Can I ask one question? I don't want to interrupt you, but I just want a quick backstory question. How much did your parents let you be involved in? I mean, growing up with parents that are, like, shooting adult and have an adult website and stuff, how did they explain that to you in a way that was, like, I mean, what did you know about what they did?
Yeah, I don't know. There was never, like, this epiphany. There was never this moment where I found out. I just always knew. My parents never really hid it from us. I mean, they didn't show it to us, you know, because, like, it's not appropriate.
They weren't, like, in the backyard shooting, like, porn in the pool, and you came out like, Mom, what are you, like, it
wasn't. Well,
like,
apparently once my mom was shooting Playgirl in the backyard with Randy West, and I was, like, a toddler, and I think I, like, ran out on set. But, I mean, I don't remember
that.
That was so long ago.
I wish someone shot Playgirl in my backyard. Yeah.
Because it was funny, like, I met him at, like, a convention years later, and he's like, oh, we met before, and I'm like, we have? He's like, yeah, you were, like, 5, and I was like, that's weird.
Actually, I don't know who that is. Do you know who Randy West is?
Sounds familiar.
He actually discovered Jenna Jameson.
He's okay, like, yeah, I do know. He looks like a weird face, right?
I mean, like, he's an older man. Yes.
I gotta look him up.
I know
Randy
exactly
West.
Who was.
Yeah, yeah. So he was, like, a big porn star back in the day.
Thank you. I see. Like a Ron Jeremy type, like that big?
I mean,
like, dick wise, I mean, no, I'm just kidding.
No, he was, like, banging a lot of girls back then.
Gotcha. He did, like, Dirty Debutantes, I think, was his thing. He didn't work with him a lot.
But he blew up because of Jenna Jameson, right? He found her on the casting couch.
She did her first boy girl set with him. Yeah.
Wow. All right. So go on. So back to, you finished college you're in school.
Yeah. So I'm in school. I just didn't feel like I fit in. My parents asked me to come back and work for them. So I went back there without really intending to actually work in porn. I thought it was just going to be, like, a temporary thing. And I actually enrolled. I ended up going to UCLA and finishing up college there. But you know how porn is. It's like, once you get in, it's, like, impossible to get out.
That's what I've heard.
And but, I mean, like, for me,
viewing too,
and fucking them. I can say that. I'm like, I'm never fucking another one. Then one comes along, I'm like, maybe I'll try one more. I'll just happen.
It's funny because I've never slept with a porn star.
You haven't?
I
was gonna ask Jack.
Never have.
I was gonna ask you that. Uh-huh. I want to hear more about that too. But all right.
Yeah. So basically, I just started shooting, and I just felt like it was a great fit. It was so different back then too, because, like I said, we were making so much money, and my mom shoots, like, really high-end glamorous stuff, and it was just really fun. Like, we didn't have to shoot for anybody anymore. We just shot for ourselves because we had all these members. So it was like playing Barbie, like, but, you know, the girls just got naked afterwards and, like, had sex. But it was like, I mean, we got to
that's what my Barbies do also, just FYI. Like, my Barbie mansion's like a fucking orgy. Oh, like, dude, everyone is fucking in the
all
Barbie
my
mansion.
Barbies were lesbians when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah.
I see my Ninja Turtles and have them bang the Barbies.
So much
sicker. I'm not even lying. I saw my sister like, freak. Yeah.
That's hilarious, because I actually was, like, sexually attracted to the Ninja Turtles also, and I was like, what does this mean? whatever. Only Michelangelo and Raphael, because they were kind of the asshole turtles. You know what I mean? I didn't want to bang Leonardo, but anyway. So I have so many questions. It's like I'm overwhelmed. First of all, did you ever consider doing porn for a moment?
No.
Why?
I am not an exhibitionist. The idea of me having... I don't even like to watch myself in the mirror have sex.
Oh, wow.
Like, the last thing I want to do is see myself on video.
Really?
Like, yeah, it's just not my thing.
Interesting.
I'm way more comfortable behind the camera.
Do you think that it's from growing up around so much porn that you're like that? Or do you think that that's just the way... Are you just...
I just think I'm just like that.
Huh.
You know?
You know, it's... I mean, you are... You're so fascinating because I didn't know what to expect when I met you. And I've met so many porn people. And and we were talking about this the other night because we went out to dinner and we were talking about how there's like two types, at least I think there's like two types of women in porn. There's like women that are so, there's some women that are so brilliant and have branded themselves so well. And they've created like empires out of what they're doing, like Asa Akira. Yeah. And who else was I talking about? Joanna Angel. And,
Danny Daniels.
Yeah. And... Yeah, exactly. But then there's other girls. Like, I know a girl who does it who I'm always, like, saying to her, like, hey, you should write a book, expand, think of think bigger, because this is going to last however long, and then you're going to need something else. And she's always just, I think she just enjoys kind of having sex on camera, the attention. She likes that aspect of it, but she's not thinking beyond that. Mm. So, but you're fascinating because... Even those girls, they all have a certain, like, attitude about them, the ones I know. And you are like, you seem like someone that would be out milking a cow. Like, I mean, like, you do. You seem like someone that would be, like, plowing a field or, like, walking dogs. Like, doesn't baking a pie.
Yeah, when she walked in, I'm like, what are we going to talk about?
Milking cows. Where did that come from? Like, no, if you just started with, like, walking dogs, baking.
You look really wholesome.
So wholesome.
Like, just like, oh, my God, I kissed them.
Like, when you said that the best anal I ever had was with the hugest cock, I was like, whoa.
And I was like, what is this?
We used to call him
Anal
Hurricane.
Go back to the farm. Anal Hurricane?
That was a horse.
Wait, the guy, you called him Anal Hurricane?
Called him Anal Hurricane. That was his nickname.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Dude, I should introduce you to him.
Let's call him.
He's single. He's a great lay.
Okay.
He's a great lay. No, honestly, he's really good. Like, I want to pimp him out to my friends because I feel like everybody should experience.
I just don't want, I'm saving my butthole. The next guy that gets in my butthole is for marriage.
He's going to make it fall out.
I mean, maybe I could go. This is the thing. Like, I have these gay friends, this gay couple, and they're so funny because every time I see them, you know, I'll be like, "Do you guys want to stop and grab dinner or something?" They'll be like, "Oh, we're not eating for 3 days because we're planning all day anal on Sunday." Like, they'll starve themselves, and I'm always like, "That seems like what you have to do. Like, you can't. So I have to plan it ahead if
you
I'm gonna. You know what I mean?"
And there's certain things that you can take. Like Joanna Angel introduced me to this like fiber shake that you like drink before that will like help you, you know, not. Basically shit
Why
on
not?
The penis, then obviously like do enemas and that kind of thing. But I don't like, I mean, if I know I'm going to do anal that night, I don't not eat. I just, but I'm not doing a scene. You know what I mean? I'm not going to be doing anal for 40 minutes. It's not going to be gaping.
Well, in my head, it's always a scene. You know what I mean? Like I'm always preparing the beats. I'm like, what's my next angle? What's my,
open your eyes.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, her joke.
She's seen that. Yeah, I told that story on her podcast.
Oh, that's
actually
one of my favorite stories.
She's talking about when a porn star came in my eye, and then I bought him a burrito. It's a long story. You have to see it on stage.
Come see,
listen
come
to
see
Holly's
in Florida.
Yeah, come see it in Florida, or listen to Holly's my episode of her podcast. Yes. It was actually really fun.
Yeah, it was.
The thing about huge dicks, like if you hooked me up with this guy, which by the way, this is the second guy that Holly's been like, I banged him and he was great. You should try him, which I absolutely love.
I know. And I went to lunch yesterday with the other guy that I want you to sleep.
You did?
Yeah.
That I want you to sleep with.
That I want you to sleep with.
Are you single?
No.
Okay.
We haven't even got there yet. She's like happily in a relationship.
Oh, you really?
It's amazing.
Oh, okay.
I've done that to girlfriends though. Like I told a girl at the Laugh Factory that she should bang this one comic that I used to hook up with, who, you know, I was like, we still hook up every once in a while, but we don't date, and he's amazing in bed. You should fuck him. He's amazing. Like, I get it.
It's
like,
the referrals.
Yeah,
here, hey,
yeah,
take your card.
Yeah, yeah. But the thing for me with huge dicks, I've realized, I think I must have, like, a shallow vagina. Because if it's too big, it hurts a little for me when I'm in, like, certain positions.
Yeah, no, same. I'm not a big fan of massive penises.
Interesting. But the
sorry,
dude
guys.
The
yeah. Jack, bummer for you.
Jackson. Yeah, because guys always ask, like, how much size matters. And it's
oh
like,
my God, they're obsessed with it.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, you need to feel it.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah. If it's too big, I'd almost prefer like average to slightly smaller than huge, you know? Yeah. Plus, you can't fit it all in your mouth.
Same. Right? I think we had this discussion. Like, I can't, like, deep throat it, it's like,
so turned on. Yeah. This is the best. Yeah. Thanks, Kate.
It's true. It's true, though, because I want to feel like a superstar when I'm giving head. And if I can't get it all the way in, I'm like, I'm not doing a good enough job. Yeah. And I feel guilty, you know?
And then, and then sometimes you got to go, like, you ever try to go upside down to take, like, do the deep throat?
You, like, standing on your head?
No, you got to lay on your back and, like, it's sometimes like, it's hard. Yeah. Like, some days I'm better at it than others. Some days, like, I can't get it past, like, that wall. And then other times I'm, like, super open.
Maybe when you have strep throat, you shouldn't give a blowjob. Yeah. Just throwing it out there. No, I think you're right. I think there's certain times that you're, like, I think there's certain times of the month and stuff that you're tighter and you're everywhere, all your muscles. I don't fucking know. What do I know? I'm just making shit up. I'm like, when you're on your period, you can't give head. Like, guys are going to be like, fuck this bitch. All right. Well, so she's not single. You are in a relationship.
I am.
Right? Yep. So.
Huge dick.
Jack, look at this. See, guys are obsessed with what the fuck?
His penis is lovely.
Oh, it's small.
No, it's not. It is not.
No, tell me about, okay, so you never slept with a porn star, which, by the way, I'm amazed at that. Is that just because you didn't want to sleep with anyone in your business?
Yeah.
Wow, I wish
I just
I
felt
had
like
that.
It was unprofessional. Because I don't ever want to be in a situation where a client says, can you shoot this person? I have to be like, oh no, sorry. I slept with her boyfriend or ex-boyfriend, or, you know what I mean? I just like, I really try to keep my personal life and like my work life pretty separate. Like most of my friends in the industry, I mean, most of my friends are not in the industry. I never date in the industry. Almost never.
Almost? And you're professional.
I mean, I've dated like writers in the industry, but I've never dated
porn writers.
Yes.
That's funny.
Wow.
I know, right?
I want that job so bad.
It's a quick 2 pages. Exterior, interior. Action.
I know. I met a girl who was like, I do wardrobe for porn films. And I was like, that must be easy. Like, you pop it, you're like, here's the lingerie. You're going to take, I'm just kidding. I've actually seen, I was talking the other day about how some of these adult films now are like crazy produced. I mean, like, they're, it's almost like you forget you're watching a porn. It's like you're watching a regular movie. And then there's like fucking.
Have you seen the newest scene? Not to like plug another studio, but I was just so incredibly impressed by this. Do you know the studio Pure Taboo?
No.
Okay, so Pure Taboo, they put out a scene recently that Angela White wrote, and it's called The Weight of Infidelity. And it's a scene with her and Carla Lane, who is a plus-size performer.
I know her.
And basically what it is that, like, so it starts off with Angela having sex with her boyfriend, who's Tommy Pistol. And then afterwards, she wants to, like, have some ice cream, and he starts coming down on her about her weight, and he's, like, basically trying to... So you can see he tries to control her weight, which makes her feel really bad about herself. Then she finds out that he's cheating on her with Carla, who he's into feeding. So a feedie, I guess, in, like, the BBW world is people who like to feed bigger girls and try to make them gain weight. Like, it's a thing.
Huh.
So he was, like, controlling this girl's weight by trying to, like, make her gain weight. So, and then Angela ends up having sex with her at the end and kind of taking out her anger about it. But the whole thing is about, like, weight and, like, society's view on, like, women's bodies. And, I mean, and there's this emotional moment where Angela's, like, yelling at Carla saying, what's wrong with me? Why doesn't he love me? Why am I not good enough? And she's crying. I started crying during a porn scene.
It's
I am
like a
not
soap opera.
Kidding. I mean, I was shocked. Like, it was so emotionally, and, like, you know, as a woman, like, I really felt.
Could resonate with it.
Yeah, I felt it. You should watch it. Like, it's, and they put it up for free. It's a very powerful piece, and it's got like a social message, and it's just like, it's kind of porn like the next level. It's interesting to see where that's going.
For women though, guys, I was just gonna say that to like good night.
No, but it is hilarious because you did just hit on the whole difference between like a woman watching it and a guy, because for me, like, I can't really get turned on if I just turn on some like amateur, the camera starts on them fucking, it's like a close up of dick and pussy. Like, that doesn't do it for me.
Yeah.
I need at least like the build up.
Yeah. I need a story. You know? There needs to be a reason why it's happening.
But that sounds interesting. Well, I mean, like that, it is true. I mean, not to get on a more serious topic, but I've said it on here before that I have the best sex, and I think all women do, when I feel the best about my body.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you always, when I go to the gym, if I fuck that night, I always have better sex. I feel like.
You feel good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you feel good about yourself. And so, like, I think guys don't realize how much, like, part of being good in bed is just making a woman feel good about herself.
Oh, absolutely.
You keep telling her how hot she is, or any compliments you give a woman in bed, they just. It turns them on because they feel more secure.
Yeah.
And then they're going to be more out there. Like, yeah. If you're insecure, you don't, it's kind of like what you said about not looking in the mirror.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, if you don't want to see, not that you're insecure about your body, but I'm just saying, if you.
Well,
if,
of course I am.
Well, we all are.
I'm insecure.
We're all insecure. Jack wants to find a feedie who will feed him while she fucks him. That's what Jack wants.
Thank you.
Yeah, I knew it when she was talking about it. But I definitely do think there's something to that. Like, guys always ask, what can I do to be better in bed? It's not all mechanical.
Yeah.
It's mental.
Too. Oh, 100%.
You know, even if she's not the best.
Yeah.
You like it when a guy treats you like shit in bed too, though, aren't you? Right.
Well, I want him to like choke me a little and like I like guys that are dom.
So like chokes you but says I love you.
Yeah, no, actually, seriously, there's something super hot about that. Because Kate and I we're similar. I like being dominated in bed too.
Yeah.
So there's something there's really interesting, like, if you intermix the kind of like, oh, you dirty little
so exactly. It's so hot.
Like, oh, it's so hot.
Yeah. Or when they like, they do like, I used to hook up with this guy who it was like the roughest ever, and he would choke me and he would like leave marks, which if you leave marks, it's got to be consensual. But I like, I like some marks. Like, I like some bite marks. And
stuff. Yeah.
Not bruises in the face.
No face bruises. Okay. No face bruises. But he would do that. But then like, he would like really, right when he was like kind of, it was hurting the most, like the spanking or biting or whatever he was doing, then he'd like kiss me and suddenly get like soft, like that back and forth.
Yeah.
I need a cigarette. Cigarette.
You want some music? My headphones just fell off. That's how turned on I am. All right. Well, let's talk about your current relationship that you're in. I'm curious. Okay. So how long have you been with this guy? Who is this guy?
It'll be 2 years in a month.
Yeah.
And I don't say like his actual name because he works in law.
Oh,
and he's got like a real job, so like I try to like not call him out. But he's awesome. We met on Tinder.
What?
All
fucking places. I know.
Lawyer on Tinder?
Lots of people are on Tinder that you'd be shocked at. Yeah. I mean,
I was totally surprised.
Interesting.
And he didn't want to sleep with me on the first date because he thought
you offered?
Of course.
Hello. She was a professional since
I mean,
15.
Like,
she's not a porn star, and not even porn stars always.
But
do
like,
that.
I mean, I gotta know. I want to know if it's good.
First date.
Yeah.
High
see,
five,
I don't
girl,
know. I want to know if I'm wasting my time or not.
See, for me, it would never be good. I mean, if it's that good on the first date, I think he's probably bad for me.
Because
I've always heard that, but I'll make out with them.
Yeah.
But
no, I don't know. I just do what I want.
Good for you. So it was good right away.
Yeah. But it was funny because like he wouldn't let me sleep. And I was like, come on. And he was like, no, I think like what we have is really special. I think we should wait. I'm like, what is wrong with you?
You're like, you're gay. God damn
like,
it.
He's like, overruled. Sustained.
Wow. I can't believe that.
Yeah.
So, but he's a lawyer. So he has a regular job. That's cool.
Yeah.
So he must love what you do. I mean, does he ask to come watch?
No, like, not at all. This is so funny. Like it always happens where I often date guys who don't really care that much about what I do for a living. Like he cares what I do for a living because he wants me to be happy. He cares my career in the sense that he wants me to succeed, but he doesn't actually care that I shoot porn.
That's awesome.
Like he doesn't like want
to come
to set.
He's not all curious about it.
He's not curious. He doesn't care about meeting the girls. Like he just doesn't.
But that's
what
you need.
Does he come to the parties and stuff afterwards? Like
he has.
Okay, then he's happy.
But I kind of drag him. He's not like.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah.
Well, take me. I'll be your substitute.
Relax, Jack. Jesus Christ. But you, it sounds like you don't really hang out in that world too often.
I very, very rarely go to industry events. I'll go to like the Avian Awards and like the Expos Awards, but that's like almost.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
So fascinating. So before this guy, because it's only been 2 years. You've never been married, right?
I have.
You were? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
When were you married?
I was married 4 years ago or something like that.
No
for,
way.
For about 4 years.
Interesting. Yeah. So the guy that you were married to before, can I ask, like, kind of what happened? Why did it end?
Well, he was from England. And
that's
we
it,
got forced to get married, like, sooner than we wanted to. We got married like 7 months after we met.
Forced?
For immigration. Like, he couldn't stay here, and we couldn't, like, start a life together unless we got married. Like, there was no, we looked at other ways to bring him in, and we just couldn't do it. So.
That's kind of why I got married.
Yeah, we did it. It was a bad idea. And I just didn't know him that well. And then, you know, we got to know each other, and we just weren't the right fit. And I spent, I was pretty miserable for like 4 years because I felt really, really guilty because he was a really nice guy and he loved me, but I was like not into it. And
nice guys. I just last.
No, like, no.
You and you both left nice guys.
No, it's not. But I'm with a nice guy now.
Yeah. It's not because they're
nice.
He's
a lawyer. He's a liar. He's not a nice guy.
How nice can he be to step up from magician?
Is it family law? What is it?
No, it's plaintiffs.
I need a family law.
No, he's not.
Jack's like, can you get me out of my child support somehow? So, I mean, the thing is that we didn't leave them though because they're nice guys. It's just I was kind of in a similar situation. If you marry them too quickly or too young or something, and then you kind of realize, oh shit, we're not quite right.
Yeah.
But it sucks, man, when you, I feel like that too. It's taken me to like a year ago, I think, to stop feeling guilty for leaving my ex. I felt so much guilt for so many years. I think that's why I fuck assholes all the time, for real. Because I'm like, oh, if you fuck a nice guy, you might hurt him again. So you got to fuck piece of shit guys that'll hurt you. I really think that.
Well, he hit me up for a bunch of money, so I had to pay him out, so I don't feel guilty anymore.
Shut up.
Yeah.
He did?
He made you pay him, alimony?
Yeah, he tried to get it from me.
What a bitch.
A dick. Fuck him.
I know. That's
so I ended up paying him out of settlement.
Really?
Yeah.
Marry me.
So I don't feel guilty anymore.
So get me pregnant.
Wow. So after him, then, well, you were single for a couple years, and then you met this guy.
Actually, right after him, I met a guy on my Playboy TV show. He was the he was the like story runner or whatever. What the fuck was he? He was the story
segment producer,
whatever.
Or something.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Anyways, and we dated for 2 years.
I totally forgot. So when I researched you, I had no idea there was a TV show on Playboy TV called Adult Film School, and I know about this show because my first ever job on Playboy TV, this was so long ago, was shooting a promo campaign for that show.
So weird.
It was so, the promo campaign was so funny. And the premise of the show was, you want to make a dirty video, you and your significant other, come on this show and we'll teach you how to do it. So it's like hot and kind of pro looking, right?
Yeah.
But I didn't know you hosted the show until I started reading about you on Wikipedia. You hosted that show? So did you shoot all of them? Fascinating. So what kind of people were like coming on there?
It was the worst experience.
Really?
Okay. Let me backtrack. It was great. I had so much fun. The crew was amazing. We had a great budget. Playboy was like awesome to me. But the the actual like premise just didn't work. Like, because, okay, so first of all, you're taking couples, right, who have been together for a long period of time. And when we first started shooting it, we shot in LA. And because it's Playboy and we follow all the rules, we had to do condoms. So we're taking these couples that have been together for a long time. Like, for example, this one couple that had been married for 13 years. They have three kids. They haven't used condoms in 13 years. Now we're going to make you use condoms on set and have sex on camera in front of a bunch of strangers, and you've never done this before.
Guys can't get hard.
Dude, the fail rate was like 80%.
Did they try take Viagra or something?
Yes. We even had a doctor come to set.
No.
Yeah, wow. To like prescribe it, because like every guy, and it was just like, it was so bad.
Well, imagine how intimidating. I can't even pee with the door open sometimes.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean? Like, imagine.
It was a perfect example of, you know, so many guys think that they can do porn, and so many guys like think that they'll kill, and they're like, oh yeah, like I fucked my bitch, you know, for like 2 hours last night. Like, I can totally do porn. It's like, no, you can't.
It's
like,
not as easy as you think.
It's not as easy as you think. When you're there, you know what got the people, I think, more than anything, more so than like the 30 people on set and like the five cameras on them, was the silence. Because everything has to be totally quiet. Normally, like when you're having sex, you put some music on, you get on the mood. It's dead fucking silent.
You're right.
And like, and there's a guy holding a boom right over them. And it just like,
yeah.
And you have to create the atmosphere yourself. It's just weird.
It's so funny because I think I told a story on here once of the worst sex I ever had. And I said what made it so bad in the first place was the guy got up before we started and he shut off everything in the house. So he made it silent. Like, he shut off the TV, shut off music. Like, there was no sound, and I was like, it was so awkward because it's like when you're on a first date, you know, when you go on a first date and someone takes you to a movie and there's like a sex scene or something, and there's always this awkward tension of kind of like, oh, we're watching people fuck and we haven't seen each other naked, and it's like a little weird. That's how the whole sex felt the whole time. It was so awkward. So I can imagine that'd be So, like, these couples, though, they were doing it because they wanted to have, like, a basically a souvenir sex tape that was really hot looking, right?
Yes. And I think also, too, obviously the idea of, like, being on Playboy TV and being associated with Playboy, that name is a big pull.
Oh, that's it. Yeah. But did you have, were these people attractive?
Some of them were, some of them weren't.
It's so funny.
There were definitely some that I was like...
Not so much?
Yeah.
Well, you're dealing with Playboy TV, which I don't want to knock because they were very good to me also. Yeah. And the woman that was kind of running things when I was there was amazing, Wendy.
Wendy worked with Wendy
Miller also. Yeah. But it is lower budget production.
Yeah.
At least my show was. So like a couple times, my show, it was, the whole point of it was it's regular people and it's weird sex fetishes or whatever.
Right.
But there was one episode we shot. It was, they had to have, it was actually, there was a sex expert, we were talking about her earlier, uh-huh. who was on, and she was teaching about oral sex uh-huh. and how to be better at it.
Yeah.
So we had these two women on that were going to go down on each other and learn how to do it well.
Yeah.
And they were so not... I mean, women in porn, they take care of their lady bits. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They were so not maintained down there. And it was so, like, funky that everyone on set was slowly disappearing because people were getting sick. Like, people couldn't watch it. It was so bad. But we couldn't say anything. We couldn't be like, cut, you're fired. Like, you can't just send them home.
Yeah.
So we shot the whole thing. And then we had to reshoot the whole episode because we couldn't use it.
Oh, my God.
So you take a gamble when you bring in anyone that's not used to being totally naked on camera. You know, you don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah. No, we definitely got some questionable. Our budget actually was good. Like, we had some, like, awesome sets. We did some really cool shit. We shot the second two seasons in Austin, Texas. But just getting couples who are willing to have sex on camera and have never done it before, that's a hard casting.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because if you're, like, hot and you've wanted to have sex on camera, you've probably already done it.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
I've done it, but I've never posted it anywhere. You know what I mean?
Like,
that's what I was going to ask you. So for a couple that like wants to do it, would you get, what advice would you give them? If someone wants to make their first sex tape and they want to do it right, what would be your advice?
Well, lighting is the biggest problem because people usually shoot them at night and they usually shoot them like on their cell phone and your cell phone can't pick up, you know, low levels of light very well. So if you really want to produce something that looks beautiful and you don't want to invest in any lights or anything like that, which, by the way, you can actually buy on Amazon. There are some pretty cheap lighting kits on Amazon, like LED lights that you can get. But otherwise, window light is the best light, natural light that you can use.
That's why I always fuck in front of an open window.
So if you have an open window, so. If you have an open window.
Which window is this?
Jack's like, I'll be in your driveway. I really do. I mean, the window lighting is the best. You're totally right.
Yeah. So if you have, if you're okay doing it during the day and you have a window light's the best. Now, that, of course, you've got to put the camera has to be between you and the window. You don't put yourself in front of the window because then you're backlit. The window needs to be the light source.
Right.
So the window needs to be behind the camera.
So really, you do have to do it in front of an open window.
Literally,
that's really the best way to do it.
That's the best way to do it with just natural light.
I like to wear a GoPro on my head, like one of those GoPro helmets, and then I'm on top of the guy. So it's like a POV, but it's just his face while I'm on top. You know what I mean? And I do put those online. So you can find my collection of awkward man coming on katequigley.com. God, you're so funny. All right. Well, this is my last question. And then we're going to talk about, well, we should talk about the shoot first. Because we were talking over dinner about doing a photo shoot.
Yeah.
I've wanted to shoot with Holly since I met her. Your stuff is so dope.
Thank you.
And I love that you're a woman.
Thank you.
Because, like, when you're a woman shooting with another woman, you can just go further with, like, everything. I feel more comfortable.
Yeah.
Like, it's so great.
Yeah.
And you shoot hot photos.
Thank you.
So I was like, Holly, I want to shoot with you, but I can't do nude. Like,
yeah.
You know, unless someone sends me $1 million. But
here, the guys, GoFundMe account.
But that's what we were thinking. We were trying to come up with a cool concept.
Yeah.
And then we were like, what should we do? So I don't know.
So what I wanted to do, what my idea was, I want to shoot Kate as a clown. But hear me out. Like a fucking rad clown. Like super, very cool, very more like Harley Quinn kind of feel.
Okay, yeah.
Not like a red wig and
Bozo.
Like a huge nose and like big shoes.
That'd be great if I wear a rainbow wig. Suspenders. And like the big
I'm terrified of that.
I sent Kate. I sent you a bunch of examples of what I was thinking.
She did.
So it would be really cool and really artsy looking. Yeah. That's what I want to do.
Actually, I think it'd be fun.
Yeah. And then like do some glamour stuff and like some headshots stuff that you need. But so here's our issue is that like we need to pay for this, right? I can't sell the content because you're not going to shoot nude, which is fine.
Yeah.
And you can't. So basically we want to start like a GoFundMe and have people give us money for a photo shoot. For a photo
shoot. Like do a Cirque du Soleil Kate.
Ooh, that'd be fun. Yeah, we could do like a circus. Like, I don't know where we're going to shoot it. That's what we're trying to figure out, like where to do it.
And... Well, it depends. Like, I know how much, like, I know that like, I don't know, for like $3,000 or something, like I could easily do something super, super cool. Get a stylist, get a makeup artist, get, get some set design, like all that stuff. But that's not much.
$3,000.
It's not at all. But you know how sometimes these things like go over. So I don't know if we did do it and people end up pitching more, then we could like
do it bigger.
Make it really
fun. Venmo Kate right now. Let's get this started.
Let's go to Hawaii. Let's shoot this on location in Hawaii. Yeah. Let's just take a trip.
How amazing
I'll be
would that
the,
be?
I'll be the boom guy for a reason.
I know, right? Well, when you first said you wanted to shoot on location, I was like, yeah, let's shoot it. I'll go anywhere. I'll shoot naked. Let's go to Tahiti. I just want to take a trip. we want to figure it out.
You could do implied nudes, right?
I could do implied.
Okay.
Yeah. What's implied?
We could do something super artsy. Almost naked. Like cover naked, the nipples but don't show.
She does it on Instagram.
Yeah. No, I don't, Jack. Calm down. Just that one time. We're going to start something. We're going to set something up, and then we'll figure something out. Like, if people donate, we'll do, like, a live stream just for them.
Yeah, we'll
send
do,
them photos in the mail.
Exactly. We'll do perks. We won't just, like, be like, give us your money. Thanks.
No, but you can give us your money.
Yeah, but you can't give us your money.
No, we'll set that up. That'd be really fun. A hot clown. I'm into that. And then we have, like, hot man clowns, like, making out with me.
Have I told you about my clown fetish?
No, I'm please
kind of,
do.
Like, I'm kind
that's
of.
That's what I was wondering. Like, why clown?
Well, I just because she's a comedian, and you know, like. I got it. But for me, I don't know. Like, I kind of dig like angry clown porn, and I just feel like there's not enough of it out there.
There's angry clown
there's
porn.
There's not that much of it. Actually, I don't.
No one's into that.
No, they are because we did an episode of my Playboy TV show on clown play. Yeah, so.
But it's gotta be angry. Clown. Like the not one, like happy, like scary,
like scary Halloween Horror Nights.
Yeah, that kind of.
I guess I can't even go through those mazes.
Dude, when I was in high school, I was in like a theater arts program, and we had to do like a clown. We had to learn some clowning stuff. They always make you learn to be a clown, but
what is clowning stuff? Is that like juggling? Like
I teach you clown makeup, like and pantomime, and
or like how to get out of like a small car.
Yeah,
fit a bunch of people in a small car.
I had to take a whole circus arts class in college. I'm not kidding. It was part of my. This is like if you go to a liberal arts school and they're like you're a theater major. They just make you do whatever fucking weird shit. So I did. I learned I can stilt walk. I can juggle.
Really?
I swear to God, I can like spin fire batons and all kinds
really?
Of weird.
Really?
Shit. Yeah, I should do like some kind of weird
we
circus
should
video.
Shoot that. That'd be fun.
We totally could do stilts. I can do stilts still, but no. So there was a clown guy that came in to teach the class. This was in high school, mm-hmm. And I'll never forget this visual because one day I left school. I walk outside. The clown was sitting outside. He looked so depressed. And he was smoking a cigarette, and he just looked so miserable. And he was such a grumpy asshole. And I was like, "Fuck! This is like people that make other people laugh are like the saddest." That was like the most prime example I'd ever seen. It was great. But angry clown. So, do you ever make your guy dress up as a clown and fuck you?
Oh my God, he would never do that.
Really, you should make him.
No, he would never.
Why not?
He just wouldn't.
Ask him really
nice.
Does he
know?
I don't know.
Let's tell him. Let's call him.
Let's call him at work.
Let's tell him right now.
Let's call him right now at work.
Dude, you got it.
Hey, honey, I know you're working on like that really important case right now, but I just need to know.
Oh, that's amazing. Do you guys ever have like threesomes or anything?
No, he's not really into that.
He's a straightforward guy. Lawyer.
I mean, I'm not into girls, but like I would be interested in possibly bringing in another girl. I kind of want to have like a dick sucking competition.
What?
That would be kind of fun.
Interesting. Like line up girls and they all like who that's by the way, a dick sucking competition would be like the best show on like Brazzers. Like people would watch that, right?
A competition?
I bet your guy would be okay with
sponsored
that.
By Nathan's hot dogs.
All right, this is the last question I ask everybody on here. What is the like worst or weirdest date you've ever had? Have you had a horrible date fail? Anything that went awful?
Yeah, I mean, I've had several. Especially like going on. Oh God. Okay. There was this one guy. Actually, this was the last date that I went on before I met my boyfriend. And almost didn't go on the date with my boyfriend because the last date went so badly. I was like, I don't ever want to go through this again. So anyways, it was this guy, he worked in sound, and I'm so stupid. Like, he was friends with somebody that I knew on Facebook, and I didn't ask them what he was like. I don't know why I didn't. And then I let him convince me to go to one of those like outdoor movies, like Cinespia,
okay,
which is like a 3-hour ordeal. Right, because you get there, the food trucks, and then there's a band, and then there's a movie. So like, so I lock myself into like this long evening with this guy I've never met. He shows up, and like the first thing, like I knew instantly. I'm very big on voices. Like somebody's their tone of voice, their cadence is important to me. Like especially as a man, this guy talks like this. Hi, my name is Jonas and I work in sound. I mean, he literally talked like that. I was like, are you joking? Like, this is actually how you speak? So, and then he's just like, he's just not funny. He's trying to make jokes and he's just like, it's just super, super awkward. So anyways, we're sitting there, we're watching The Princess Bride, right? And I kind of like almost have to like demonstrate this. Like, you have to kind of see it on video. People who are listening. You could.
I'll come over.
I'm so turned on right now.
Because I got to show you what he did. It was like the worst pickup line ever.
I sit next to you?
So, yeah, so sit next to me. So we're sitting there, we're watching The Princess Bride, and he's like trying to scoot closer to me. And you know, like when you're just like this and you're just like frozen and, you know, you're just like, don't touch me, don't touch me. And he's just inching closer and closer. So anyways, the part comes on where we discover that horse boy, saddle boy, what the fuck his name is. Cary Elwes comes back as the Dread Pirate Roberts.
Okay.
Do you remember that? Have you seen The Princess Bride?
Yeah, I have.
You haven't seen The Princess Bride?
Oh, it's so good, Jeff.
I've seen porn, though.
So good. I've seen
it. So anyways, so he turns to me and he goes, if you were a pirate, would you wear your parrot on this shoulder or this?
No, he did not.
He fucking did. He totally did.
I never heard that before.
And neither have I.
Jack's gonna use that, by the way.
Neither have I.
Like, new line.
And I just looked at him and I was like, what the fuck was that? Oh. And then he was like, does your ass hurt? My ass hurts. You want me to rub your ass? And I was like, get the fuck out of here.
Oh my God.
I literally almost like, when I went to the bathroom, I was considering leaving.
I love this guy.
I can't believe you did it.
I'm too nice.
I can't believe you did it. I'm such an idiot.
I'm way too nice. So you know, I sat out the whole thing. It was the worst. And like, he could not understand why I didn't want a second date. Like, he was so excited.
You are too nice and I'm the same way. But I mean, I hope you are going to grow out of that, because that, like, I've just finally started to walk out on guys.
Yeah.
And it feels so good if they're so awful to walk out. So you sat there through the whole.
Yeah. It was horrible.
Oh.
He was the worst.
You know what? I'm glad you brought this up, because this reminded me that I want to ask you guys something.
Right.
So there's nothing worse than when you're trapped in an awkward situation, right? It's the absolute worst. So I tweeted this the other day, but I want to know what you guys think.
Okay.
So this has been happening to me lately a couple times. Sometimes I go out alone because, mm-hmm. you know, I just – sometimes if I want to work, I'd rather be in a bar at a happy hour around people mm-hmm. watch, right, whatever. Two guys in the last week came up to me and started talking. And you know when a guy comes up and starts talking, if you're interested, you'll talk back. Mm-hmm. You might even be like, oh, want to join me or whatever. Yeah. And if you're not interested, what are the things you do to show you're not interested?
You, like, one word answers, mm-hmm. Like, don't look him in the eye. Like,
right?
Yeah.
Look at your phone.
Yeah.
I am finding that a lot of people, not just guys, people, because women will do the same thing. They might, like, join in a conversation uninvited. Either are oblivious or don't care, because both times the guy, I'm ignoring him for a few minutes and then they're like, oh, can I join you? And now I'm the bitch because I have to be like, actually, I'd rather be by myself or I'm doing work or whatever. So I think you should never ask, can I join you? You should wait to be invited.
Right.
But I told this to my friend Jackson and he was like, no, man, because guys, you got to be balls out. You got to ask. If you don't ask, no one will ever let you join them. So what do you think about this? Do you think I'm crazy?
No, I think that people should be able to, like, you should be able to read social cues.
Right?
Like, come on. Like, if the guy can't read your social cues right off the bat, like, what is he going to be like in a fucking relationship?
That's what I'm saying. But is it that people are oblivious, or is it just that they're like, I'm going to keep trying until she says yes?
I mean, I think this is a guy question.
I've never been shut down.
Shut up.
I'm just
Jack,
like, I'll say something really funny and I'm like, hey, God.
You've never had a girl
No,
be like,
I have. But you feel the energy and you know when to go in or out. It's like.
So then if you don't, something's wrong. It's you, right?
If you have to get shut down, that means he gets shut down all the time and is just used to it.
So he doesn't mind.
Some guys just keep trying and eventually someone's going to say yes.
Okay, sit down.
Yeah.
Oh, God, it was the worst. So get this. So this all happens. I'm at a bar by myself. And I kind of fucked up at the beginning because when he first came up to me and he was like, oh, he knew who I was. And so when he first came up to me, he's like, what are you doing here? And I was like, oh, I'm waiting for someone, which wasn't really true. I just didn't want to look like a loser sitting there by myself, to be honest. I didn't want to be like, I'm alone at a bar drinking. So then he was like, oh, cool. And then he kept talking. And then I was giving like one word answers. And then he was like, can I join you? And then I didn't know how to say no, because I was like, well, I can't say no because someone else is coming. So then I was like, oh, actually, I was going to do some work and like answer emails. And then he was like, I thought you were waiting for someone. I'm like, right, I think he canceled. And then he's like, well, I'll be. I'll join you. I didn't know what to do.
You're a bad liar.
But the worst part is I went back to that bar a few nights later. Same guy was there.
Oh,
what are the odds?
That's crazy.
I know. And then he walked up again and asked if he could join me. And I was like, fuck, geez. Now what do I do?
Change bars.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to do. So that happened. And then the other thing I didn't tell you, I had another, I don't know if this is a date fail. So I hooked up with a stripper in Vegas.
Oh, yeah, I told you. Yeah.
I told the listeners, too, and I told you. That stripper, part of the reason I was cool hooking up with him, and I thought he might be a fun, like, flirty, whatever, flingy type thing, is because he's not on social media. He doesn't listen to podcasts. He had no idea, like, who any comedians were. Like, he was, like, kind of out of this world, right?
Mm-hmm.
Guess what happened? Somebody fucking sent him a link to this podcast. And he listened to the episode.
Oh, no.
And I went into like a lot of detail about the whole hookup.
Oh, no.
And now I feel bad. So he sent it to me and he's like, hey, I listened to the episode. I took notes so I can do it better next time.
Oh.
And I was like, I don't think I said you were bad. I can't remember what I said because I didn't re-listen to the podcast. But now he's made it, I think he's made it like a mission now. Like he wants a repeat. Yeah. And I wasn't planning on a repeat. You know what I mean?
But at least you got one more listener.
I guess that's the icing, right? But now I feel like I can't tell any stories on here anymore because anybody could listen.
It's so funny because I literally don't think people listen to my podcast, even though like I see the numbers and, there's you know, thousands
good
of people.
Numbers.
Yeah. But I don't think people listen. So when people come up to me, they're like, oh, I love your podcast. I'm like, why? You listen to, like, who listens to my podcast? Like, I just don't.
It's a weirdest thing because I'll tell, like, I was actually kind of angry he listened. I was actually a little mad at him.
I know. I'm so glad my boyfriend doesn't listen to my podcast.
I would
dump
him.
I'm so glad.
I can't date a guy if he starts listening.
Yeah. His friends all listen to it, but he won't. He doesn't listen to it.
That means he listens. They tell him.
Yeah, they're listening for him, more or less.
Guess what you said.
I mean, that's what's so weird about this genre, like this format, though, is we sit in this room alone.
Yeah.
And even like Instagram and social media, it's like, I feel like it's only strangers looking, but then it's so awkward when someone you know is like, oh, hey, I heard about the stripper. And you're like, where'd you hear? Oh, fuck. I told 100,000 people. You forget.
Yeah, same.
I don't know, man. I think I'm going to have to, and I don't want to stop telling the truth because that's what makes the podcast fun.
Yeah, you got to talk about, I think you just, like, you just, people who are involved with you just, look, you didn't say his name.
No.
So you didn't call him out.
I did describe his tattoos pretty well.
But
you know what? I said good things. He was great in bed. I said his dick was, oh, fuck. See, the problem is now I can't fuck him again.
Why not?
Because I can't, because he knows, he's not, guys aren't supposed, it's like if we go out and have a conversation with you and I tell you all about the sex that I have with some dude, I'm telling you not necessarily what I would want to tell him.
Right.
Now, next time I fuck him.
He has notes.
I'm going to be in my head thinking, what is he trying to change?
Yeah.
And then he's like, it's not organic now. He ruined it.
Yeah.
God damn it. I'm going to be back in Vegas Monday, too. I could have had another and a free place to stay. You know what I mean?
I don't know. Every time I think about you having sex, I just think about, open your eyes.
Oh, God, Holly. All right. Well, I'm sad that we're out of time.
I know.
I have another podcast coming in, or I would keep you here.
Fuck
but
those guys.
Tell people. I know, right?
I want to listen to your podcast right now.
I mean, you're welcome to stay for the Red Band, Dustin Ybarra, if you want to. We'll talk about it off the air, but tell the people where they can find you.
Okay, so you guys can find me on social media. I'm on Twitter and I'm on Instagram at Holly Randall. My website's hollyrandall.com. My podcast is Holly Randall Unfiltered, and I also teach photography workshops, and you can go to hollyrandallworkshops.com for that.
That's so cool. And if you guys are interested, for real, because we want to gauge it. So if you guys really want me and Holly to shoot together, because a lot of people did tweet at us after the first podcast we did, then, you know, tweet at us or send me a DM on Instagram or send, you know, whatever, send money, whatever you want to do. And we'll figure something out.
Because we don't want to like set up a thing and then like no one contributes. Then we're like, oh, just kidding.
Well, we also, I don't want to do something where they get nothing either. Like I'm really big on giving people something for their money. So if you do donate, we'll figure out something to send to people and stuff. Also, please visit my website, katequigley.com, or go on my Instagram. If you before you DM me and say, hey, when are you coming to blank, just go on my Instagram. Look at like the last 2 weeks of posts because there's always my upcoming shows in there. So check that out. But we got DC Improv at the end of June and also a bunch of Florida dates, Tampa, Boca Raton, Naples. And I might even stay in Miami an extra day or two and do some shoots down there. So I'm very excited. Also, check out the Patreon, patreon.com/KateQFunny to support the podcast. And Jack, what you
Jack
got?
JackJrComic.com. Thank you very much.
Wow. All right. Great. That was great. Simple. That was easy.
I'm with you everywhere. Yeah.
I love you. All right, guys. So we'll be back next time. Holly, thanks for being
here. Thank you for having me.
I love you. All right. Later, guys. Bye.
I found you on Instagram.